All right, let's do one of Lucio, L-U-C-I-O, Vasquez, V-A-S-Q-U-E-Z. Lucio Vasquez. And let's see, what am I going to tell you about this patient? This is a 96-year-old gentleman, has been on hospice with a diagnosis of end-stage renal disease, period. Patient has minimal kidney function. Patient is anemic. He has itching all over because of his kidney failure, period. He's now much more subdued, only opens eyes to deep stimuli. His progression decline mentally and physically has led him to become severely weak, almost no appetite, as I said, confused, very little cognition, responds only to deep stimuli, no longer able to walk since last evaluation. Was able to eat baby food, but at this time he's not tolerating any type of feeding or fluid because of high risk of aspiration. Of course, he's total ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent. KPS score is teetering. You know how to spell that? T-I-T-H-E-R-I-N-G, between 430 and 40%. And continues to worsen. Patient is not a candidate for any type of blood work to evaluate her renal function, but clinically it's obvious that patient is declining. Oh, by the way, patient is now requiring more pain medication because she appears, he appears to be in more pain with grimaces and requires around-the-clock pain medication at a higher dose to keep him comfortable. Patient continues to be hospice appropriate and will be recertified for hospice at this time. Next patient we're going to do